You are listening to a Yerbury Primary School podcast. This podcast comes from the children of 4E reading their versions of an Indian folktale.
Monkey See, Monkey Do, a folktale from India. There was a wise and mysterious hat seller. He was adventuring out to the dusty, crowded market to sell his hat.
He sold all different types of hats. He had all of them, from sun hats to bowler hats, from top hats to sheriff hats.
He even had a beautiful gold straw hat, and it had a big black bow on it. He had an ancient funeral hat once worn by Queen Victoria.
He was the finest hat seller in the land. He sold hats from all over the world, very old ones too, ones from army camps to top hats from the finest ringmaster in the land.
And his favourite hat. It was a straw bonnet carefully wound together, and round it was a lovely pink ribbon with a feather on the top.
Tum, he hummed as he doddled along the sandy path to market.
He thought he would take a route down the forestly spooky path. The path looked like nobody had walked on it for years.
It was colder than usual. The rickety cart slowly rolled along the uneven path. He was very tired because he had had a terrible sleep that night.
The old man saw a big hole in the road. Even though the old man was in a hurry, he valued his cart more than his time, so he got off his cart and was about to start pushing it when
10 cheeky monkeys swam through the green trees and dropped down like a rock.
The monkeys grabbed the hats and put them on. The hat seller looked up and saw all the monkeys wearing hats.
Enraged, the hat seller tried to climb the tree. When that didn't work, he had to think of a different strategy.
He picked up the stick and threw it at the monkeys before saying, "Give me back my hats!"
Suddenly, the monkeys started laughing at him inappropriately. He got a bucket of water from the lake and chucked it at the monkeys. The monkeys catched the bucket of water and chucked it back at him.
The hat seller was so exasperated that he stamped his foot in frustration and shouted, "You villainous monkeys, give them back now!" But of course, monkey see, monkey do.
"Hey, I'm warning you." The man was losing his mind. The monkeys were getting on his nerves.
He was very angry with the monkeys. He put his hands on his hips and said, "Come back here now."
But monkey see, monkey do, chattered the monkeys, putting their hairy hands on hairy hips.
In his fury, he kicked the tree, but the monkeys copied by kicking the tree. "You rascals," the man screeched.
The man howled in despair, "Get off my hat," and chucked his hat down in rage.
Suddenly, the hat seller saw a rain of colour falling from the sky. To his great relief, sailing gently down from the treetops, came the old man's hat.
Down fell a baseball hat with a monkey on it. Then a top hat skipped down rapidly through the trees.
Under his astonished eyes, he saw top hats twirling peacefully to the ground. Quickly, helmets came sailing down like rain from the treetops.
There was a red top hat with six shiny buttons that hit the ground with a crash.
A shiny helmet came down from the crystal blue sky and smashed the hard earth right by his feet.
On and on they came, dropping from the trees, spinning and twirling through the warm air, top hats and bowlers plummeting down to earth, and summer hats gently sweeping down from the treetops.
Quickly he picked all of them up and put them in his cart.
And so with his hats gathered safely in his cart, the hat seller set off.
Before we wrote this story, we did three fun activities with Val, Elisa and Sophie. At Sophie's, we took some hats out of a cart and described what they were like and imagined where they've come from. Then I went to Val's and we imagined what happened, how the carts stopped and how the monkeys stole the hats. Then I went to Elisa's and we discussed how the hat flew down. when we were in Elisa's, we were using fronted adverbials in our sentences describing how the hats flew down.
We went into Sophie's room and first of all we saw like maps of India and we saw the different places and we could choose a place. Then afterwards we all sat down in a circle and we could go up, she might choose some people, and then we could go up and stick our hand in and choose out a hat that we could describe.
We went into Elisa's room and we wrote some things down, like about how the hat falls and different types of hats.
We went into the hall of bow and we wrote down all of it and acted out what the story was going to be. Also with bow, we showed our ideas and we acted it out. What happened that made us go back home or like something, so the monkeys had a chance to steal the hats and we acted that out.
Did you get to practice monkey noises?
Yeah. Shall we show you some?
Can I hear your monkey noises?
Cousin.
Go on then. Thank you.